You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at 0 hours, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Euro 2016 Group E, Nick Walsh, Al Ross and Simon Barlow to talk you through their best bets. Group winner Belgium available to back at even money currently. Italy next best in the betting at 13-8, Sweden 11-2 and Republic of Ireland available to back at 10s. That's your group winner betting to qualify, top two finish, straight forecast, straight tricast, dual forecast and to finish bottom betting also available. Let's get through it then, guys. Our best bets, Simon and Al, what are we thinking about the how this group is going to unravel?
I'm going to be controversial to start with and say group winner betting, Italy, 13-8.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Well,
based on
the fact they're an incredibly good tournament side.
Yeah.
The one thing that strikes me about this group is that there are very, very few good defenders and defences left in the world. And all of a sudden we get two of them basically in the same group together, which is Belgium and Italy. Now, Belgium have got a few very, very important defenders for them out. Italy have got that all Juventus back line. They are struggling a little going forward. And the likes of Claudio Marchisio, Marco Verratti, Riccardo Montolivo are injured. So I'm not sure that Italy are going to progress too far in the competition because that midfield looks a little light. Mm. But if you're telling me that Belgium evens or Italy at, what, bigger than 50% more of the price to win the group, anything can happen in Belgium-Italy. I reckon it's going to be a draw, at which point it's virtually a pick-in between the two. I don't see any reason why Italy can't come out on top of this group, quite apart from anything else. It's an old squad. Conte's worried about that, but it does mean a lot of tournament experience in the bag and the ability to grind out results against lesser teams like Sweden and Ireland.
He has said specifically, Si, Antonio Conte, that he thinks spirit rather than ability is going to get Italy anywhere near the post this tournament. Whether he's doing that to just play down expectations, I never ever write the Italians off in tournament football. No. I mean, they got through with minimum of fuss, didn't they, as you would expect. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Italy are a sort of funny nation, aren't they, when it comes to tournaments, because when you build up the chances, they tend to fail. And then when you don't expect much of them or they go under the radar, that's when they win the tournament. And I think I'm looking at Italy this year and I'm seeing very much an under-the-radar squad with no huge stars, no huge egos. I can see Antonio Conte mentioning the spirit factor there because clearly the spirit is good. Ability, you know, on paper, it's not as a high-quality Italian squad as years gone by. So he's certainly emphasising one aspect they have got, which is a team spirit. And I think when Italy have got a team with a few egos and a good spirit, then they'll do well. I like what Al says about that first game being a draw because, of course, Belgium play Italy in their first game and neither team will want to lose that match. To set up the rest of the group. So I could easily see that being a draw. And then it will come down to, do they get results against the group minnows, if you like, in Sweden and the Republic of Ireland? And I could certainly see Italy doing that. I think Belgium might slip up a little bit there. Or if it goes down to goal difference, then, you know, it's a pick-em really for who wins the group. And I like Italy at the price as well.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is that we are very much focused on two sides here, i.e., Italy and Belgium, and I don't think we're looking too much beyond them. And yet, because, you know, Sweden and Ireland, it's like, oh, Sweden and Ireland, they'll fight out for third. For those two teams to be the top two teams in the group, in either order, is almost an even money bet. Dual forecast, Belgium, Italy, 10-11. I can't see any other two.
I can't. That would be my strongest bet about this group, most definitely. Yeah, I can't see any other area. Clearly, the fact that they're playing each other first opens the door for one of Sweden or Republic of Ireland to gain a foothold in this group. That one of those two has got to be targeting a win, surely, in their opening game.
There are two key games in this group, and one is Belgium-Italy. They're the two first games. One's Belgium-Italy to see who finishes top, and the other one for me, Sweden-Ireland, to see who finishes third.
Yeah.
Because if Sweden beat Ireland, then they're 10-11 to finish bottom of the group, Ireland.
Yeah, I really worry for Ireland. That's pre-tournament friendly defeat they had at home to Belarus and the subsequent You know, press conference from Roy Keane. You know, he said all those things to them in private as well. But it just smacks to me as though it's a team who have got big problems on the verge of a tournament. And you know, 4 years ago they came to the Euros with hopes, high hopes, really, and lost all three matches and went home with a tail between the legs. And I don't see any improvement at all. In fact, if anything, it's a squad that's 4 years older there. Yeah. And I think Ireland will lose all three games again. And disappoint massively.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get on to Belgium then, Al. I know that you've been following them closely the last couple of years, of course. Well, yeah.
First I've heard of it.
Well, seen by many as, you know, one of the strongest Belgium teams that we've seen in recent times, certainly our generation anyway. It's a conveyor belt of talent, on paper that is. How far do you think they can go?
Yeah, FIFA rankings put them second in the world
yeah.
to Argentina, so officially the strongest team at this tournament. They are missing a few at the back. Lomberts and company would be there. Nominal first choice centre back partnership, so they're going to have to make do with Vertonghen and Alderweireld, which is not too bad considering that Thomas Vermaelen of Barcelona will probably go out to fullback as a result. They have got that conveyor belt of talent. I think there's two things which are really going for Belgium in this, which is one, Eden Hazard hit his straps at the end of the season, finally looking back to something like the form that got him the Premier League Player of the Season a couple of seasons ago. But their key man is going to be. I think the key man's going to be Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
He lit the Premier League up. There's whoever they play up top, it's likely to be a big man, Benteke Lukaku. Lukaku's the more obvious of the two.
I was going to ask you about the striker situation,
yeah. Yeah, a guy who can knock a ball down and bring in a midfielder and someone in the form of De Bruyne. And with such talent around him in that team, you can't afford to spare a man to mark him out of the game because there's too many others who can hit you. So I think De Bruyne will be the key man. I've had a little tickle on the other one, though. There is one other guy in that triumvirate behind Lukaku. And there's noises that it might be Batshuayi taking his place. However, Dries Mertens is 100-1 to be top goal scorer in the tournament. I think if you take quarter odds, 1, 2, 3, 4 on that, if Belgium do go far, and I expect them to reach at least the semi-finals, then he might be in with a decent shout of that. He's in decent nick at the moment. And whilst Hazard and De Bruyne are great players, they're also they're better at providing than yeah. they are at scoring themselves, which gives everyone else on the side a huge boost going into this. That's the way I see. Si?
I think for Italy, you've mentioned the back four, or certainly the defence. For Belgium, it's going to be, like you say, De Bruyne. I think Origi might get the nod as well up front. He's a player who, you know, we saw shine really in the World Cup 2 years ago when everybody was expecting it to be Lukaku's tournament for Belgium. Origi got the nod, and I think, you know, he's had a good season when he's been fit for Liverpool this year. And I think that Wilmots is looking at him to potentially be a starter, with then the options on the bench coming on, like Benteke and Lukaku, who can change the game a little bit in that dimension. In terms of Sweden, obviously, Zlatan. You know, Zlatan is huge for them. They've got a decent basis of young players as well who, you know, do make them an interesting proposition, I think, to go further in the tournament than you might think. Obviously, it's a tough group. I think they'd probably take second or third to get through. I'm probably, like you, thinking third. That might be enough for them to get through. And who knows how they could progress throughout the tournament, Sweden. So I wouldn't write them off totally. For Republic of Ireland, I think it's up to Martin O'Neill really to just conjure a rabbit out of a hat to get them something here. And I just don't know how yeah. he can. My favourite bet, actually, for this group is Republic of Ireland to finish bottom at 10 to 11.
Sweden finished third in a group with Austria and Russia. Although they were, I don't know if they went off the favourites, but they were being market principles to get out of that group in any event, which they did. A lot of it was done by Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you know, 11 goals in the qualifiers. We don't need to know any more about him, do we, coming into this tournament? It's probably his last hurrah as well, isn't it, international level, we feel?
Oh, 34, yeah absolutely. I mean, he might have a World Cup in him if Sweden get there. He'll go at 36 because the man is super fit, but yeah. My favourite bet for this group is not actually in the Group E markets. It's lowest scoring group. I mentioned before, there are so few really good tight, compact defences in the world. Italy have one of them. It's a, you know, that all Juve backline is as solid as you get, and they don't have that much going forward. Belgium, I've already mentioned some of the defenders that they'll be taking with them, despite the fact that there are injuries in this group. And then you've got Sweden, who pretty much rely on one man. Otherwise, It's very solid. It's compact. It'll be attempts to hit on the counter-attack. Ireland, they know that they're the underdogs in this group. They will be sitting back for their lives for almost all of these games. It is very slightly the favourite of all of them, but I can't see any other group having fewer goals than this one. So 7-2, lowest scoring group, groupie.
And your best bet, Si? Nap selection?
The Republic of Ireland's finished bottom at 10-11. I just don't think they've got the weapons. I think, you know, that result on the eve of the tournament really does make me really worried for them.
Yeah. And if you think you know which way around the top two are going to finish, Belgium, Italy, Sweden 11-2, or Italy, Belgium, Sweden at 6-1, take your pick.
Yeah, I like the dual forecast. Belgium, Italy available to back at 10-11 currently. And that is Euro 2016 Group E.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.